Okay, this is Lindsay Mosley interviewing her mother for Wii Sports Bowling. How are you today, Mommy?
I'm here.
That's good. So, did you have any previous video game experience when you first started out playing the Wii?
Oh, yes. Lots of video game experience. You know that. I played video games.
Give a brief description. Just name a couple of games that you played.
I go way back. These kids can't relate to it. We're talking Centipede. We're talking Galaga.
In the arcade, you mean like actual stand-up
arcade, arcade gaming.
Oh, okay.
We're on Nintendo, of course. Gaming.
How old were you when you played video games?
You're a rough age, do you think?
Well, I played video games, let's see, 21, 22.
Wow, okay. So that was right when they first blew up.
Early 80s. Some late 70 to early 80. Atari games, again, they can't relate.
Well, was it because of your son, or
No, it was because of my son.
Okay, I have an older brother who's like 10 years older than me, so our longtime readers will know about my older brother, getting me started playing. He doesn't play as much as he used to, but he does still actually play some stuff. How long have you been playing games on the Wii?
Well, now, I don't actually play games on the Wii. The only game I've ever played was the bowling.
On Wii Sports?
On Wii Sports.
Okay. What enticed you to play originally?
I thought it was cute. Because I like the interactive aspect of it. And it's something you can play. It's something I thought I could play and win.
When trying the Wii Sports title, which game initially caught your eye?
The bowling.
So it was just straight the bowling. Right. You saw it and were like, ooh, I want to try this, and you tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it like transferring your skills digitally? Was it easy? Was it hard? I mean, since you said you were like an average bowler, I mean, was it easy for you to pick up and say, okay, I can do this and actually bowl with it, or, you know, just describe your experience with it?
Well, it's a little hard getting the concept of using a video game controller, basically, as opposed to an actual ball. So you had to put the concept in your mind. You have to actually envision yourself as being on, you know, at a lane. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I had problems with the not holding down the buttons long enough, or holding them down too quickly, or not holding it down at all. That was all. It was just the video game aspect of it, the controller part of it, that you have a little trouble getting used to. But otherwise, I mean, it was a perfect transference. It was seamless because it's interactive. Mm-hmm. And because they have it set up so they really have it lifelike. It's really fairly realistic. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get caught up into it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that hard when I first started playing. I kind of got the concept of, because it's as if you're swinging the ball back and then forward. So
right.
Once you have that concept down, it's pretty easy.
Once
but
keep that in mind, then. You really get caught up in it. You overdo it. You wind up with sore muscles for 3 weeks because you played too many.
Yeah. I played it, I had it for maybe about 2 months, and I played it. I must have played like 25 games of the bowling, and I had like tennis arm and elbow for like weeks. I couldn't lift either of my arms for like 3 days. It's enough. It's realistic enough that you can get a workout for it, but it's still a little cartoony. So I mean, there's still that video game aspect to it.
Well, and that's why you forget. That's why it's so easy for you to overdo, because in the back of your mind you're thinking, it's just a video game. You're forgetting that you're actually and truly going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, based on your playing experience with Wii Sports, would you actually buy a Wii?
I'm getting me one for Christmas.
You're actually going to buy a Wii for Christmas?
Buy a Wii for Christmas.
Well, are you going to use it for anything else? I mean, other than the Wii Sports?
The Wii Sports.
I mean, because like...
The reason I say I'll do it is because he can do the golf. Huh?
Your husband, I'm supposing your husband, or soon-to-be husband, could do the golf.
We'll use two games on it, so we'll get our money's worth.
Oh, okay. I would think you guys could also use it for the internet stuff. Like, 'cause you know they got the internet channel on there. They got the weather forecast channel. I figured that would be something you... I mean, if you cut it on often enough, you could use that. Maybe the news channel, too. Y'all might be interested in the news channel.
That's why I have a desktop. I wouldn't fool with it for that too much.
Oh.
I might go into... I want to actually explore... Wii Fit.
Oh, you want Wii Fit with the balance board?
I don't know whether I actually want it, but I want to look into it more, and I need to see a good demo.
Ah, okay. Well, see, when they had the product launch, they had people out demoing the game from Nintendo, and they were showing how to use it, but this was in New York. I mean, you had to be there at the Nintendo store in New York, the main Nintendo branch store. And they were showing how set up the balance board, use it, record, and how the game records your overall fitness records and stuff. But that was when it launched, and that was like last year. So
right.
Most places don't have it on display because you have the balance board, and people will come along and steal the balance board, which is a $40 or $50 right. peripheral. So. Yeah. It's a $90 game, so most of that is one half is the balance board and one half is the actual game.
Why don't you get one and you can demonstrate it for me?
Because I'm not into Wii Fit. I barely play the Wii Sports. I mean, I play it, but it's not... I barely even use my Wii. I mean, as a hardcore gamer, I barely use my Wii. I use it for my old school games that I have downloaded from the virtual console, which that's why I was wondering if you guys would be interested in that, because it has stuff like Super Mario Brothers, Galaga. It's got the original arcade version, so I mean, I don't know. I figured you guys would be.
I don't like using the home video systems. I don't like using the controllers.
Not even the real, like, easy Wiimote, which you turn to the side as the NES remote?
Too much for me to remember. Whereas when you're in the arcade versions, you see you had the big buttons right there, or you had the joystick right there, and it was simple enough to operate. But with the home systems and the controllers, hold down A and do this, I never did quite get the knack of that.
okay. Right. But you actually would buy Wii Sports.
Oh yeah.
Because it's back end game, so it comes with the Wii.
I know.
But you would actually get it in.
As long as they keep the Wii at a decent price, and it is at a decent price, I would get one.
Oh, okay. So for now, though, until Christmas, you'll be visiting and using
Best
my Wii.
Buy. Gotta go to Best Buy.
Oh.
They have that Wii right up in the front.
Yeah, that's true. You can just go into Best Buy and use it.
You can play to your heart's content. Nobody's ever using it.
That's true. Nobody, except little kids. I notice little kids are using it.
But they only use it when they see somebody else up there. I don't think they know how to operate it, so they don't. They wait until somebody goes there, and then they go, and then they want to play. Like that little boy who was doing the bowling. He was standing around for a long time until he saw me go up there and turn that thing on.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well, thank you for doing our interview for Wii Sports. We appreciate it. This has been Lindsay Mosley and her mama. Thank you for listening.